Hello everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'll tell you about the creatures that haunt us in our dreams and nightmares. First, Umishika, the sea deer. Next, Enju no Jashin, the evil tree god. After that, Chibusa Enoki, the breast hackberry tree. And finally, Hososhi, the imperial priest. So, let's get started. Season 10, Episode 3, Nightmares of Evil. Umishika, the sea deer. The Umishika are carnivorous sea monsters that are extremely feared by fishermen. It has the tail of a fish with the upper half body of a deer with large antlers. Centuries ago, a group of fishermen were catching some fish in open waters. All of a sudden, an elder fisherman spotted a strange creature just beneath the surface. He called out, "It's an Umishika!" The group of men hurried to return to shore, but the creature had spotted them, and it wasn't long until the monster was upon them. As the Umishika climbed onto the ship, one of the fishermen grabbed an oar and thrusted it into the creature's mouth. The monster then fell back into the sea, swimming away from the boat. Enju no Jashin, the evil tree god. Centuries ago in Koshu, on the base of Mount Minobu, there was a dark forest with an ancient Japanese pagoda tree. It was worshipped as a spirit. It was told that if you don't leave an offering to the tree, you would fall under a supernatural curse. A story says that a farmer was looking for a cure for his sick mother. He passed by the tree and left 500 mun in coins as an offering. Unfortunately, the tree was not pleased with this offering and cast the farmer into a cooking pot. Luckily, his prayers were answered. The son of the deity, Fudomiyo, appeared and dispensed with the tree god. After that, people began to wonder if the tree was a spirit or if it was possessed by a yokai. Chibusa Enoki, the breast hackberry tree. Centuries ago, an artist named Hishikawa was summoned to paint a temple ceiling. One day, his apprentice, Isogai Nami, who fell in love with Okise, the wife of Ishikawa, he threatened to murder her son if she didn't love him back. Without any protection, she agreed. Fortunately, their love grew and grew, but it didn't last long. So Isogai devised a plan to get rid of his master. His plan succeeded, and his master was murdered. Nami and Okise were happily married and had a child together. But Nami declared hatred for Shigenobu's son, so he ordered an assassin to kill him. After the child's death, Okise went insane and died in agony. Hososhi, the imperial priest. Back in the old days, a Hososhi was both a government minister and a priest in the imperial court. Its name refers to a four-eyed demon god bent on punishing evil. It can also see in all directions, north, south, east, and west. There were times when the Hososhi wasn't seen as a god, but as an oni. The tradition of Setsuban, where people threw beans out of their homes to frighten off oni, was derived from the Hososhi. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post and rate my podcast. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!